Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Hamas released 12 hostages and Israel released 30 Palestinian prisoners. The fifth day of a fragile ceasefire that has enabled humanitarian aid to flow into Gaza. A new royal book has been pulled from shelves in the Netherlands amid reports it names members of the monarchy said to have raised questions about the skin colour of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex's son Archie before he was born. A new study in the British Medical Journal claims GP appointments over the phone or online can miss serious illnesses and put patients at risk. Researchers say mistakes via remote consultation are rare, but there is a risk of patients being underdiagnosed. Research suggests the majority of English adults back government plans to phase out smoking. Hazel Cheeseman is the Deputy Chief Executive from Action on Smoking and Health.
We know that there were lots and lots of flavours on the market for e-cigarettes way before we saw an increase in youth vaping. The issue is not really the variety of flavours, but more how these popular so-called disposable vaping products are being marketed.
That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Paul Blundell.
Fancy an adventure? You could sail around the world solo. Boats are expensive, though. Maybe you could hack your way through the jungle to an ancient Mayan temple. Pricey, too. And snakes. Or you could try the SEAT route to adventure, because right now you can buy any SEAT at 0% APR when financed with Solutions PCP. SEAT. Live bolder. Live better.
Offer ends April 2nd, 2024. Maximum 36-month term. Minimum 10% deposit. T's and C's apply. Indemnities may be required. Say at finance.
Coming up, the Business Mix Show.
Hello, Chico. Come to Einstein. You know I love tracking the energy we use on our smart meter display. Well, now I've found ways to help us save money on our energy bill. Like learning how to lower our combi boiler flow temperature. And shortening our showers to 4 minutes. Exactly. I'll track our energy use on my smart meter display.
For extra help managing your household budgets, search Get a Smart Meter today. Eligibility may vary. Consumer action required.
Did you know? Making your heating system more efficient helps save energy and money off your bills. Here's how in three simple steps. 1. Reduce your boiler flow temperature to 60 degrees, saving you up to £60 per year. 2. Bleed your radiators. 3. Get your boiler service to save on future repairs. There you go. It all adds up. For more energy saving advice, visit gov.uk/save energy.
Getting your flu and COVID jabs is one of the best ways to stay protected this winter. The jabs are free, don't contain any pork products, and will protect you and your family from getting really unwell from flu and COVID as we approach Christmas. There's still time to book both your jabs now. Hurry before it's too late. Visit your local walk-in service, check out the NHS website, or call 119 for free to speak to a translator.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Come and slide with me, baby. Slide, slide with me. No words allowed. No words allowed. Come and ride with me, baby. Ride, ride with me. No words allowed. No words allowed. This one, my thick, thick, rich, rich. See her go, no, see her go, no. See losing no sleep over no. If you want to, baddies in the spot, came me with a lot, leaving with about two. Just gotta call me right at you. I'm not, not you, so don't ask me shit. Worry about you. All I wanna know is where to. All across the globe in different area codes. All I know I'm looking like your ghost. Let me know, little baby, if you're trying to go. Come and slide with me, baby, slide, slide with me. No words allowed, no words allowed. Come and ride with me, baby, ride, ride with me. No words allowed, no words allowed. This one, my big, big, rich, rich. See her go, no, see her go, no. See losing no sleep over me. This one, my fine, fly, fly. Catch the old fly, fly. Where you wanna go, I'm coming with you. Where you at?
across the globe in different area codes. All I know, I'm looking like your ghost. Let me know, little baby, if you're trying to roll. Come and slide with me, baby, slide, slide with me. No one's allowed, no one's allowed. Come and ride with me, baby, ride, ride with me. No one's allowed, no one's allowed. This is my thick, thick, rich bitch. See her on my tea, hooked on my tea, losing no sleep over no. This from my fly, 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 fly.
Business Mix Show.
good afternoon and a very good evening to you wherever you may be. Welcome to the Business Mix. As always, I am Chrissy.
And as always, I am Rachel. And we are back with another show on the Business Mix here on Colourful, bringing you the best in all things business. Should I say UK black business, actually? Let me be specific.
UK black business. Let's get it right?
Yeah. How's it going, Chrissy? How are you?
I am good. I'm gliding through this winter. I've been told, so I was arguing with my niece that winter has started, but alas, it hasn't. Even though it's cold, the season winter hasn't started. So, but I'm trying not to put on my winter coat yet.
Why?
Because you want to get colder, you have to get used to the transition.
Okay, so you
understand. So
I do understand, but I don't think I agree. I think just put on all the layers, like now.
Yeah, you've already started with the bomber jacket, the jumper, everything. The tights under the trousers,
all at once. Yes, that's the way to be. Sorry, but okay. I know Nisi is technically correct that we're not.
She is
yet, but I mean, come on,
it's fine.
It's very cold.
But it's all good. It's the season for mulled wine, and I'm happy about that.
Or sorrel.
Or sorrel, yes. Or sorrel, indeed.
I mean, to be fair, sorrel is like an all-round, any season drink.
Every year, yeah.
It's fine. And I would say, you know, coming into that, you know, that festive kind of time when, you know, the sorrel will be out, there's going to be a lot of...
The rum cake.
Yeah, the rum cakes. We've got quite a few businesses that we know of that are doing kind of some nice packages at
the Yes.
Take a look out there. They're definitely out there. And speaking of kind of getting into that December, Christmassy, festive season, we are back with another Small Business Saturday show. I like the Small Business Saturday.
So do I. It feels like, yeah, obviously it's been a year, but I love it.
You know what? And it's been really great because some of the businesses that we speak to via Small Business Saturday. Shout out to the Small Business Saturday team, by the way, who always find us the most amazing guests, and they really help us with that.
Absolutely.
We've actually built some quite good relationships.
Exactly. When we're out and about,
we see them all. And they remember us. So, for those who do not know, Small Business Saturday is celebrated on the first Saturday in December, and it's a nod to acknowledgement of celebration of the small businesses that we have up and down the country, which are the backbone of our business economy in the UK. And they have a great kind of run up to the Small Business Saturday. So 100 days before, they showcase 100 different businesses, kind of like one a day up until the Small Business Saturday. And today we are celebrating the business, the small business that was showcased on... I'm going to ask, I guess.
Just introduce them.
just to see if they can remember. Anyway, we have Leon, also known as Mace, from Nouveau Noir. Oh my gosh, let me put my teeth in. Nouveau Noir. That is correct. Nouveau Noir offers an array of high quality vegan hair, beard, oils, care products, accessories, balms, basically to keep, you know. And if you could see the bit, I'm gonna...
I was just about to say, until you see the artwork for the beard, the beard is bearding.
It's bearding. It's bearding. It's bearding. It's bearding. It's bearding. Natural blend, finest ingredients, oils, you know, the jojoba, argan, passion fruit oil, which is interesting because I did not know that that was even a product. But anyway, we introduce Mace. Hi, Mace, or Leon, depending on what you're doing.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, fantastic. That was a fantastic intro. Good morning to both of you.
How are you doing?
Oh, really good. I'm so happy to be with you both this morning. Honestly, that was amazing, honestly. And your energy is infectious, honestly. Brilliant.
Thank you. Even on a cold winter's day, we
You've got to warm it up.
I know. It's true. It's so true.
So, a little question for you. Can you remember what day you were featured?
Oh, good question. The day I was featured, I believe, I might be wrong actually. I believe I was on the second day, second or third day. It was quite new into it.
Well, on our little advent calendar, Small Business Advent, they've got, you were close. They were on the 16th of September. So,
okay, yeah, it's quite new in.
Yeah,
I remember.
New in. so, I mean, I gave a very kind of like brief whistle stop tour intro, but I think you can do it more justice than me. So please tell us a bit about Nouveau Noir, and what you provide and why.
So first, I know the name is a tongue twister, so I pronounce it in a certain way and other people pronounce it in different ways, but I pronounce it Nouveau Noir, but some people pronounce it Nouveau Noir. I'll start with the name first of all. The name came from, the beginning part came from, I'm from the Caribbean, my family's from Jamaica. So the first part came from Jamaica. There's a river in Jamaica called, and again, people pronounce it differently. Some of the Jamaicans pronounce it the Rio Nova River, and some of the Jamaicans pronounce it Rio Nuevo. But okay, there's a river in Jamaica, and that's where I saw the name. And then equally, on that river, in 1658, I believe, the English and the Spanish, they battled on that river to conquer Jamaica. And the English ended up winning that battle, and they ended up conquering Jamaica. And then, obviously, being, you know, born in the UK, and then my family being from Jamaica, I saw that, and then seeing the name, that's how I got the name. And obviously, Noir or Noir means black in French. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's how that came together. So then, my business, as you mentioned, I promote it to men. I'm a walk-in advertisement with my beard, but women can also use the oil as well. So it's for men's beards, it's for women's hair as well. Also, as you mentioned, natural, organic. Some of the products, all the products are vegan, friendly, 100% natural, which is super important to me. And I created this brand, but because I wasn't seeing enough black products in a company that I used to work for. I used to work for a food retailer as a manager, and I wasn't seeing enough black hair products on the shelves. And that's kind of how I started this business and why I started the business and where the idea came from, to make a change in the black community, you know, anyone can use my products, but I just wasn't seeing the diversity mix in these supermarkets when I used to work in one in particular.
Okay, and how long ago was this? Tell her.
So 2 years ago. Two years ago, I started the business. So literally coming up to 2 years. It's in December this year. And one of my frustrations there's two things that led to this point of me doing this and having a frustration. One was, I can always remember Father's Day. So in the supermarket, when I went as a leader, we would change, you know, you can go to any supermarket and you get like your promotional changeover where you change things like Mother's Day, Father's Day, promotions, all this thing. And Father's Day used to always bug me specifically when I used to see what we used to put on that. We used to call it a plinth, what you put on there. And the products I saw there, I could not see a young black girl or a young black boy going up there and buying any of those products for their father. Because the products were very marketed to that white, you know, male. And that used to bug me, being a black manager working there. And that's where the idea for me was, say, this needs to look more inclusive. This needs to look, you know, more, you know, diversity in thought, because I wouldn't buy any of those products from like my grandfather or anything like that, you know, because it's not for our hair type, you know, things like that. And that was one of the things. And then also there was a pivotal moment when I was going to a meeting, and my headpiece was dry, you know. I'm quite even lie to you. I was rushing in the morning. I'm gonna just tell you the truth, I'm gonna keep it real. I was rushing in the morning, I didn't grease my scalp. I parked the car, so I said, you know, we had a meeting upstairs, and also I was working in the supermarket. So I ran down the aisles trying to find something to grease my scalp. I found this one thing, I thought it was the right thing. Pull it in my head. The thing was brought my head on.
Oh no!
It was so tough, and that just really bugged me, to show me that we don't have products here. That was more for to kind of maybe spike your hair or something. I don't know what you call it, but it was really tough. Couldn't put my finger in the jar, pretty much. But I thought that was going to just give me a bit of grease, but it didn't. And again, that was a pivotal moment for me to realize that we didn't have enough diversity of products for the Black community on the shelves.
Well, I mean, we've seen probably a change, even in the last year.
Yeah, there's been a change.
That has been done in terms of products, catering for, you know, us as Black people and our hair type, our skin type. But more can always be done. Mm. When you look at the selection that we have compared to actually what is available kind of in the store, you know that more can always be done. And you're not the first person to mention this about Father's Day and, you know, how they're bored of the socks. We don't want we're pleased and we can see that the tide is changing and with more entrepreneurs like yourself who are kind of starting these businesses, as you said, out of your own kind of like pain point, out of your own and being able to cater to others. So yeah. We like this. This is a big thumbs up.
Yes. I mean, in your career, did you ever think you'd be kind of in the grooming industry until this kind of pivotal moments you had? I mean, did it affect you in any way? Because we've seen such a spike in male grooming, the beard, men taking better care of themselves.
Yeah. No, good question. So I didn't really see it before, and even the story of my beard is just a funny story as well. And I just think as time went on, things just linking into place. Because I've always been a manager all my life in my retail jobs since I was 16 years old. So my first role as a manager, I was working for actually a fast food retailer. I was a manager from 16, and you had to shave, and that was the thing. You had to shave. So I was always clean shaven. And it weren't until I left that company until I got into the food retail company. That's where the change was, because I didn't have to shave anymore. Then the beard just started to grow. So the beard started to grow, and I was getting that, you know, that basically people kept calling me like Rick Ross and things like that. And like, so here comes Rick Ross, all those kind of jokes, because my beard was just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But then it was the bit where I mentioned before is where I started to think about the challenges I was seeing and it's how I could be part of the change. What can I do to be part of the change? And that's where it just hit me with, actually, I think this is the right thing for me to create a line of beer products for in the future. It'll be so great to see this on the shelves in supermarkets and other retailers. And two, to actually fix the problem, you know, like, it does help with like hair growth, it does help to nourish your hair, it does help to moisturize your beard and your hair, you know, to really, really be different in the market. And because I've had a beard and used different products over the years, I wanted to also make my product different to what I've used and problems that I've seen in other brands that I use. How can I make mine different? You know, I don't want my products to, you know, dirty the collar of your shirt. A lot of beard oils I used to use previously, I would see that a lot. I used to, like, because I used to wear lots of shirts to work, and that would like bug me. So in my product, I was really specific not to have that, you know. I was really specific to make mine vibrant and bold, as you mentioned when you done the intro, but the passion fruit, you know, the apricot fruit oils, these are in there specifically because I want it to be vibrant, bold, smells fantastic, while also nourishing and moisturizing your beard and your hair at the same time. So I didn't see it originally in the cards for me, but then it kind of, you know, I think God brought this to me as you need to, you know, this is something that, you know, you would be great at launching and starting a business on. So yeah.
And how have you found, like, or how easy was it to work to get the formula right, and, you know, the right amount of ingredients in this and in that, and then labeling and kind of, it's quite technical because, you know, we do these things for us, for ourselves, not for public consumption, but we know what works for us and our hair. Sometimes you give a bit to a friend and they're like, oh no, I didn't like that, or it was itchy, or so how have you found that actual process of bringing something that you perhaps you used to use for yourself, but to a mass market, to a wide
audience? Yeah, really good question again. I think one thing about me is I'm a real go-getter. Like, once I have an idea, I'm on it tomorrow. I'm really quick. I'm really, really quick. And I think that's because I said my work ethic of always being a manager from such a young age, at 16, I think that's just instilled that into me. And one thing, what led to this business, we're in 2023. In 2010, I had a podcast. I had a podcast that looked like the ones that you now see all across YouTube. That was like 13 years ago, before they were a thing. You know, I just had this idea and I just did this thing. And now look, it's blown up in 2023. Yeah. And that's the same with this. I had this idea and I wanted to move so quick with it. What I did was I was just researching on YouTube and Google, and I actually met this lady in America on YouTube. She had this YouTube video, and I met her, loved her video. And at the end of it, she mentioned she had a consultation, a paid one. I believe it was like $200 or $250 for like an hour. And I was, thinking, oh my God, that's quite expensive for like 1 hour. But when I tell you, that 1 hour was the best hour of my business. Yeah, it was a gem. That was the best hour of my business, because she is in, her profession is in chemistry, a black woman with curly hair. She's a qualified, you know, she's qualified in chemistry, number one. That's her qualification. Then she also has her own line of products. So being with her for that hour, she taught me from A to Z. And I tell you, I learned everything from her in that session. And this is my business. She literally gives you the blueprint, because she was able to help me to understand the formulas that you are articulated. Before I got to speak with her, I had to send her or tell her the ones that I like, the products that I do like that I use, and the ones that I don't really like and reasons I don't like them. So she had a bit of a heads up on that already. Then when we got to the consultation, it was more of like the why, what we can mix together, what goes together, what's great for hair growth, what's great for, you know, the fragrance oil. You've got the fragrance oil, you've got the base oil, the formulation, the marketing oil, all of this together, what actually works together, what smells great together. So she was able, because her profession's in chemistry, she was able to help me with the idea of the mixing. And then even on that call, as I mentioned, that's how the idea came from, in terms of the marketing of it. Because she was saying to me, like, she said, go bold, like, be bright, like, really, you know, you got your name from the Caribbean, be really, really bold. You look at the packaging, the yellows, the greens, the passion fruit, all of that. And I remember she was also telling me about, in terms of like, the marketing oil, she was saying, what's trending, what's new, what's different, you know, what don't other people have? And that's where, like, in my balm, you've got avocado butter, you know, with cucumber, things like that was trending. That's different, it's new. So all of these ideas came from her, so I couldn't thank her enough, because that 1 hour really did change my life in terms of my business. It really, really did, because I'll tell you, everything she told me, I did everything. Literally. So that's how I got all of that together. And like I said, I'm so quick with it. You know, I had that 1 hour with her and I was straight on it. And she was also able to help me with, in terms of that, the manufacturing. Am I going to do it outside of the UK? Am I going to do it in the UK? And what she done, she gave me like a whole list of manufacturers globally, you know, and that's the thing that was fantastic. She gives you the whole list of, you pick what's right for you, study it, research it. And I'm so lucky to have found a manufacturer in the UK. It was amazing.
Yeah, I was gonna ask that, actually. Are you in the UK out? But in the UK, your costs and shipping, etc., are not as high as maybe some of the other products out there. And it's great to be, you know, you, at least if you needed to, you can actually go and speak and contact and face to face if needed. Whereas a lot of people, you know, they've got a lot of things that they're doing, like maybe in Asia, or, do you know what I mean, outside, and maybe the comms is a bit, can be a bit stretched, I guess.
Yeah, I've seen that. And I didn't want that challenge as well. So I was so lucky when I found a UK manufacturer that can really, you know, help me with my product. That was big for me. That was big.
So the journey has been a journey. As it with any entrepreneur, any business, there's always some ups and downs, some hills that you have to navigate. So what were some of the challenges you faced, you know, up until now, and how have you overcome them?
Challenges, I think, it could be probably some part with the marketing. I think social media changes every day. It's so difficult. I feel, of navigating through like the TikToks, the Instagrams, the Facebook, because they're all different and they all change all the time. Mm-hmm. And you've got to stay on top. You've got to be current. Yeah. You know, it seems like every other week the algorithm's changing. So when you think you're going this way, you've now got to switch it this way with your reels, with your videos, all this stuff. And doing all that solo, you know, doing all that solo, having to, you know, overcome all of those objections can be sometimes a daunting task. On top of that, I think with like influencers, again, I want to bring it to like the diversity side of it, because I think that's why I'm in business as well, because that's what's important to me around promoting that. And I say that because, you know, trying to even find the right influencers to help me work with my business has been a challenge, because when you, for example, if you work with TikTok and they give you like the list of all influencers that you can work and partner with, there's hardly any like black men on there, you know. So really? And it's hardly any black men on there, and there's minimal black women on there. Oh. And that's a problem for me, because they'll give you like 100 influencers that you can partner with, but when you go through the list, there's not a lot of black people on there. There are some, but it's not a lot. And in terms of black men, there's literally zero. So that to me can be a challenge that, again, I want to like help overcome that, and why don't we have enough diversity in these platforms to help market and work in partnership? Because I think that's just, you know, something that we should be doing. So there's some of the challenges I faced, I would say. Trying to think of any others. And I think also just the, you know, the day-to-day of running your own business, and you know, as you mentioned, that being the only person in my business, my cousins helped me, which is fantastic. But actually doing everything, you see everything on my website, everything you see on my social media, that's me. I've done literally everything. People say, do you even have a day off? And you don't have a day off. But I mean, it's rewarding in the end. It's rewarding in the end, but those times can be challenging. In those moments of really trying to push and push and push, and you know, make it happen, and it's that non-stop, just keep going attitude that I try to have, to really overcome and not let it consume you. Like, it could be a day or two you don't get sales, but I know then another day I'm going to get triple the amount, and I know it's coming, and you know, it's those times that you just don't stop. Is so important.
So being. I guess tenacious and relentless, and kind of, you know, we all have our off days. Just like, oh, this is, I'm not doing this today, but you know, get back tomorrow, and maybe you've gone twice as hard because you know you had a little a day off the day before. If you could give a tip to someone who's just started, or maybe thinking about starting a business, perhaps like yourself, they've noticed an issue or there's something that a pain point that they really want to get over, what would be your kind of tip to them, or even what do you wish somebody would have told you before you had started this business journey? What could you share with others?
This is a good one. I was actually talking to someone about this yesterday, as a lady that's in this space. And I think my first tip is just to do it. Like, that's the first thing. I think a lot of people are procrastinating on business ideas and they're not doing it and they're scared. And I think I understand that we all can be scared. It's a big, daunting thing. But I think the first thing for me, the first step is just do it. And I don't know where I got this from, maybe my grandma or something, but I just have this, you know, I'm so on it. Like, if I have an idea, I'm registering the business, I'm researching, I'm doing, by the next 3 days, this thing's off the ground. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I know it can be daunting, but the first thing for me is to tell people, don't procrastinate on it. If you can, like, really, you've got the idea, get it out, do it. And then it is research, like I did. If it's through, you know, going through Google, going through social media, going through, you know, YouTube, finding the idea you want to do, who's already doing it, you know, where they struggled, where they've won, you know, what do they do, you know, to overcome their objections, and then take all of these ideas to help you to move forward. As well as what I was telling the lady yesterday is lots of, one of the things I didn't get told in the beginning, which I didn't let myself, is lots of events. Networking events are fantastic. And I was saying to her, like, just even putting into Eventbrite, you know, business events, And you'll see the list that comes up. You see when they're coming up. A lot of them are free. Some of them you got to pay for, but a lot of them are free. They're after work, 5 till 9, whatever it is. You go there, you meet people, like-minded people, and you work together. And I think that's another thing I've realized as well. The people that you meet, you end up working with them, and I'm Pacific like that. And this is another thing for me. I think you've already gauged that already, that I love to give back to my community as well. So, like, I met this young guy, he's probably like 20 years old, young black guy from South Bank University, and he was filming at an event that I was at, and it was a networking event. Yeah. But I ended up hiring him for 2 events that I had. Mm. You see what I mean? So yeah. I met him at the event. I saw him filming at the back of his iPhone, and then I saw him at the train station. And I'm saying, let's work together, you know. So I met him there. Then I also want to put money in his pocket, and I ended up hiring him to do 2 events for me. So then you end up meeting videographers, or you end up meeting photographers. You end up meeting all different people that you probably wouldn't have thought you would have met. Then you end up working with them, and they help you, and then you work together. So I think it is just that research, slowing down, finding great networking events, meeting people, and getting your business off the ground. Don't procrastinate.
Don't procrastinate, just do it. It's so true.
Yes.
Sometimes we think as well, you know, you've heard people be like, oh, but, you know, I haven't got a website and I haven't got this and I haven't got that. But like you said, that doesn't stop you actually going out and meeting people, telling people about what you're doing. It, you know, you start where you're at. You don't, nowadays anyway, you can sell from Instagram. You know,
you don't always have
a fancy website and e-commerce and all of that stuff. There's platforms that do it for you. So, like you said, just start. Just take a step. So your small, your minimum viable product. Like, start where you're at.
Yeah,
what you can do. And it grows. It grows from there.
Yeah, and you're not always like, you know, you have those days where it's not great, but then, you know, they pick back up, the business picks back up, and you get things going. And, you know, I meet all the small businesses probably around. We all know each other. It's a community of us, you know, and we all see when we've had our challenging days, but we know we've had our great days, and it goes up and down. But, you know, especially when you work together, you know, me being in this space now, I see this is like a little mini community of like, hey, we're all small businesses.
Yeah.
we're all going to every event we go to, we meet each other. You actually start making friends, honestly.
Yes, absolutely. You know,
even as we're having this conversation, I said my friend that I'm with now, met him through my business. Most people I'm meeting through my business.
Your business.
You know, it's so cool. It's so cool to meet new people, you know, and what they're going through, what you're going through, and how you work together and help each other. It's really, really good.
Good stuff. So we talked about influencers just earlier, but in an ideal world, what ideal celebrity or client would you love to be, you know, promoting your beard oil, promoting your products? UK, America, global, anyone? Who would you choose if you could?
It's a tough one. The person I was going to say, I have to switch it because lots of things are going on there's a lot of things going on in the media. So
we don't need no bad boys for life. None.
Oh my god. So, you know what? But I have to say, growing up, he was like, I always talk about him in these conversations because he was someone that has been pivotal in my journey of like just being, you know, a young guy growing up, being a leader, stuff like that. So that's definitely would have been one person, but I think obviously someone like Rick Ross, because the thing about Rick Ross, right, he knows how to market, he knows how to make money. He's such a funny, charismatic person. He is hilarious. But I just think he can put anything, but also he has the beard, you know. But I would love for him to be a client of mine, to buy my products, or just even to do some videos with. He would be definitely someone ideal. And I think like it's also a running joke. Anytime someone sees me, just straight away you think, oh, Rick Ross and things like that. But
well, I know Rick Ross listens to the show.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Allegedly. Well, as a surprise, we got Rick Ross in the way.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. I mean, excited. If anybody's out here listening, because it does happen, who can help make that network a reality, you know what to do. before we leave, because the time is ticking, just tell us a little bit about your Small Business Saturday kind of experience and journey. How's it been for you? Was this obviously it's your kind of like first time being Small Biz 100. How did you hear about it and how did you get involved?
Yeah, fantastic. So I first got involved through Rekunda, actually. Rekunda. With Nathaniel and Albert. I love those guys, you know. Honestly,
they've been
on the show.
Have they?
Yes.
What they've built, I'm telling you. Everyone's trying to do what they do, but they can't do what they do. I have to say that. Facts. Okay. Like, I'm telling you, because everyone's trying to do this marketplace thing, but they don't have the community vibe and feel that those two brothers have. And that's how I heard about Small Business, because what they do, they hear all these things, they push it to the people on their site, they make it a community. So I saw that, I applied for the position, and when I got the message that I got the position with Small Business, I was over the moon. That's the application. I was so happy. And then, as you said, I didn't know what day they were going to like put it on social media. So that day, you just got this ping on your Instagram and all these socials, and there it went. And it was just like a viral day. It was like so many messages, so many people like welcoming into like the family kind of thing. And people just really connected. It was so great to have that. That felt really, really good. They had a first networking event that I couldn't attend. I couldn't attend that one. But then again, with Rekunda, they were, a few weeks ago, maybe last month, they had a pop-up with BT, and then Small Business was there, which was so great. And I think it might have been Emma that saw me, and she was like, oh, so nice to see you, so brilliant to see you. Let's do a video. And we did a video together for Small Business. We did that at the BT event. That was super great. She posted it on their social, I posted it on mine. That went really, really well. And then through them, so actually in today's time on Monday, I've been invited to the House of Lords through Small Biz UK, which is fantastic. So I'll be going there on Monday. That's going to be great. Another networking event. So to answer your question, it has been amazing. Loved working with them.
It's really
I can't wait for more.
Like more people are seeing and hearing about Nuevo War. So that's the aim. That's the goal, right?
And I got to meet you two as well.
There you go.
Yeah, we're waiting.
I got to meet you two.
We were waiting.
Sorry. There was one more thing. It was you two getting to meet you two.
That is great. Yeah. And everybody that we've spoken to around the Small Business Saturday has really said that actually it's really helped to push them in front of perhaps new audiences, or I mean, a different pair of eyes, or a new customer who they might not have
before.
So it's amazing. And before we go, we should also big up Culture Black Market, who are also in this year's Small Biz 100. They've got an event in Brixton on the actual Small Business Saturday as well. So there's going to be different black owned businesses, vendors down there, so check them out also. There you go.
Oh, Mace, thank you for coming and joining us today. It's been amazing. Lovely to meet you, and we wish you nothing but growth. You get it, growth?
Yeah, love that. That's amazing.
But thank you again. Before you go, you must tell us how people can find you on your socials, email you, contact you about your products.
Yeah, so also for you two ladies, send me your details. I'll send you a bottle of oil. That would be amazing. So I'll send that over to you.
Thank you.
But find me anytime. Thank I'm on you, Instagram.
Yep.
Anytime. That's okay. I'm on Instagram, so it'll be Instagram / Nuevo dot Nor, so it's Nuevo.Noir on Instagram. I'm on Facebook, it's the same without the dot. On TikTok, it's the same without the dot, so it's Nuevo.Noir. And my website is www.nuevo.noir.com. Keep an eye on this, you know, as we come out of Black Friday weekend, there will be some Christmas sales come up, so keep an eye on the website and on the socials.
Will do. Thank you very much, Mr. Mace.
Thank you so much.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate
enjoy
you
day.
And
thank
enjoy
you.
The rest of your day.
This has been one of our best interviews. You two are amazing.
Yay!
Thank you.
We won. We didn't pay him to say that either. So great stuff. Rachel, it's been a pleasure, my dear.
Absolutely amazing. You've kept us warm today.
Yes,
warmed our hearts. It's been amazing.
Thank you.
Remember, Small Business Saturday coming up soon. So please watch out and follow them if you have not followed them already as well. Stay tuned to Colour.
The Business Mix Show.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free, set me free. The finest years I ever knew. Yes.
changed some things in our lives. We've had some long and sorrow roads. That's how I know it's all right to cry. Go on and ease the heavy load. Pray hard, walk tall, do right. Find love, hold on for life. Lord, I know that you are there. I feel them burning in my bones. Free us from the lion's den and take us home. Everybody needs love in their life. Everybody needs a little sun in their life.
Don't let love come inside your life.
Go on, go on.
Shine out,
shine out
on me, on me.
The shepherd and his angels guard our life. Go on, joy comes early morn. The praise of the man will sure subside. Pain walk away, cause here comes love. Smiling, faithful, alright.
Alright, alright.
Find love, hold on, for life. Lord, I know that you are there. I feel the burning in my bones. Free us from this lion's den and take us home.
Everybody needs love in their life.
Shine on, shine down on.
Don't let love come inside your life.
Yeah.
Shine down on me, on me.
Oh, 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 oh.
Shine
down on me.
Don't let love come
on
inside your life. Shine down,
shine down on me,
on me.
Whoa.
Everybody needs love in their life.
Need love.
Everybody needs a little side to shine.
Everybody.
Oh baby, baby, just whining. I like your whining. You got perfect timing. Just whining, just grinding. Lover, hungry for sauna. I say baby, pull over. I say jangle over, yeah, yeah. Baby, go down, yeah, yeah. Baby, go down, yeah. My sugar dumpling, yeah. Like you, yeah, me dey bust in my brain. I know fi maintain, and everything you do got me feeling something. But I stay in my lane, could you stay in your lane? How many times I gotta tell you, yeah, I'm feeling,
oh, baby, I'm feeling,
I'm feeling,
oh, baby,
you.
I'm feeling,
oh baby, I'm feeling you. I know you feel me too. I make your dreams come true, cause I ain't got number love for you. Oh mama, Africa, mama, mama, girl, you fine as proper. Drama ballet be shatter. Pardon me, girl, my name is Sana, yeah. Baby, tell me if you with it. The cut up at the shit, shouldn't travel around the city. Don't tell anybody that we did it, girl. I know you really with it. Oh na 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 na, yeah. Girl, you so fly, fly, fly. Won't you by my side, yeah?
want you to ride, 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 ride. Baby, what's the and everything you do got me feeling some way. But I stay in my lane, cause you stay in your lane. How many times I got to tell you, yeah, I'm feeling.
Oh, baby, I'm feeling.
I'm feeling.
Oh, baby,
you.
I'm feeling.
I'm feeling.
Oh, baby, I'm feeling.
I'm feeling.
Oh, baby,
you.
I'm feeling.
You cock up your bumper and the bomb. You can tell me to dusty where you grind. Black dressing, ever flexing. I can take you and yeah, you never stress. Oh, na 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 na. Yeah, you so fly, fly, fly. Yeah. Want you by my side, yeah. Want you to ride, 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 ride. Lover, hungry for soda. I say, baby, pull over. I say, jangle over, yeah, yeah. Baby, go down, yeah, yeah. Baby, go down, yeah. My sugar dumpling, yeah. I really like you. Yeah, they bust in my brain. I know free maintain. I know everything you do got me feeling some way. How many times I got to tell you, yeah, I'm feeling.
Oh, baby, I'm feeling.
I'm feeling.
Oh, baby, I'm feeling.
I'm feeling.
Oh, baby,
you.
I'm feeling.
I'm feeling.
Oh, baby,
you.
I'm feeling.
In the LBC, it's kinda hard being Snoop D-O-double-G, but I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass hits like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few ends as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got some freaks in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you gonna do? I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the doors. But what?
We don't love them now.
Yeah. So we gon' blow a ounce to this. G's up, freeze up for a second. Now bounce to this. Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking and sipping on pills.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Now that I got me some secrets, gin. Everybody got their cups.